Well, good evening. Good to have you all here tonight. Appreciate your making it out. And good to be back. Good to be back. This is good. Have Wednesdays always been this good? I don't remember. Well, we're very blessed tonight. We're very blessed tonight. We're thankful for the Lord who allowed for Fassel and Carrie to join us once again, and also to bring Emmanuel. So a good introduction. Looking forward to that. Appreciate all your prayers over the last couple of weeks. They were answered exceeding abundantly beyond all we could ask or think. And when I get a chance, I will be giving a report on the last couple of weeks. Also, keep praying. Bob's coming back on Saturday is when he flies in. So we'll pray him all the way from Ukraine to Texas. And he also will have a report to deliver once he's back. So more things to look forward to. For tonight, though, I asked Fassel if he would bring us the message. So, Fassel, please. Provide for us the blessing tonight.
Okay, yes, I can hear myself. Let me sign out the Skype, because usually I get online every evening in Pakistan and teach online while I'm in United States. So it's wonderful tool and technology to use. Okay, before we start, we are very happy to be back again in Texas, God's country. Awesome. And we already, you know, me and Carrie thinking and praying if ever, which is, you know, maybe or maybe not, something going to take place in the United States, we are moving into God's country. Okay, I think I'm ready. So why not let's approach the throne of God and ask His wisdom specially for me, because I need His wisdom and His power. Without Him, I'm nothing, as Jesus said in the Gospel of John chapter 15. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this grace opportunity. Thank you so much for Pastor Bob and for the body of believers in this evening, in this building, Father. And thank you so much that your Spirit indwells in us and live in us, and only with a great purpose to be a light, to be a salt, to be an awesome testimony of Jesus Christ. So, Father God, thank you for Jesus Christ. And thank you, Jesus, for sending your Spirit, our suitable, great helper. So Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me and give me wisdom and proper words and phrases and idioms and whatever the funny things you want to bring to edify the body of Christ. Use me as a vessel, as a tool to communicate your excellence, love, and the great deeds you have done. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah. So, you know my name, Fassel Like a Castle. Just want to remind you, maybe this evening somebody's new here. Like Emmanuel, he's new here. So anyways, it's always privilege and honor to be among the believers, the body of Christ, especially those who love God. And we have a 5 months, excellent 5 months in Pakistan just recently. A lot of chaos took place, a lot of miracles, a lot of people come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Many walk away from after hearing the awesome message of Jesus Christ. So many souls was up, what is called, encouraged and delighted by the Word of God. So I want to start tonight sharing some things what happened in Pakistan in a small way. So in Pakistan, the month of December, as you guys already know and maybe have saw the pictures on in a different technology way. So this is the picture of the Grace Bible Church Christmas care packages in Pakistan. This year we were able to provide 620 kids Christmas care package and 7 IM almost 800 sheets, 800 kits, which is each sheet have seven pictures of the seven I am of Jesus Christ, and it was outstanding experience seeing kids, adults, Gentiles coloring the pages and learning who is saying, I am the bread of life, who is saying, I am the light of the world, who is saying that whoever believes in him, me, and which is Jesus, will not perish but have eternal life. So it was awesome, outstanding month in Pakistan. And as you can see in the picture, that's the lady standing. She's Gentile. And these are the kids. They just finished. And this first meeting, when I was sharing the message of Jesus Christ, he said, I am the bread of life. 16 young kids understood the grace of God and said, we wanna believe in this bread that will, you know, last forever and ever. So 16 kids, many Gentiles, and this lady, and some of them was sitting on the roof listening to the message, and they were so amazed how Jesus, you know, changed life and love, grace, mercy, not anger, not threatening people. So it was a blessing. So in this village, 16 young children come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, and this took place in the month of December every year. These are the peoples, and they are hungry. Every year they are hungry for the message, and they are very good. As Bible said, you know, we must be good. What is the word? Hospitable. Thank you. That's why you have to have a pastor teacher. Good. So that family, they are wonderful, and that's the Pakistani kitchen, and she was serving us, and we were very blessed to eat. And it's always a struggle when you are in Pakistan. You eat and you gain some weight. So I got some weight, so I have to work on that. So these are the villages, and this village, we were very blessed, village number 23. They are struggling most of time by Gentiles. Gentiles trying to, you know, put them down and trying to put them, you know, in a situation to try to disgrace Jesus' name. But they are poor, but they are rich in their faith. They are strong in their faith. And it, yeah. Thank you. I'm a simple man. I eat three times a day, two cups of coffee, and talk a lot. So, in this village, those believers are very, very strong in their faith. There's a one lady, she's sitting, she's been widowed from past almost more than 20 years. And her husband has been threatening, offering, and saying, change your mind and become a Gentile like I have, you know, have turned my face from Jesus Christ. But she's continually faith, keeping her faith and taking care of three young daughters and continue facing the suffering. And it's always encouraged me. I go there to encourage them, but I always, you know, walk away with the great strength and encouragement and see them how they, you know, face the enemy and then just stand in comfort and peace that only can come from the Son of God, Jesus Christ. These are the kids, and these kids are very blessed now. 11 kids are coming every day to Grace Bible Church School, which is Grace Academy, and those families are very blessed. They are sending their kids, and they are very happy. They are learning about Jesus Christ, and these little ones, they are amazed. They are amazing lead testimony of Jesus Christ. If anybody asks them, they ask, do you know about Jesus? In their village, which is a very backward village, and it's just amazing stories over there. And these are the kids, as you can see. And in the month of December, We have a school, Grace Academy, 100 kids, you know, receive grace gift every year, and it's a wonderful blessing. It's a wonderful blessing, and our purpose is only one with sharing these, you know, small things that will decay or destroy or maybe, you know, fall apart, to share the message that will stand forever, that is Jesus Christ. So 100 kids get every year, more than 100 kids, what's going on in Pakistan, the shoes and sweaters, pants, and all kind of things. So this is the month of December, full of activities. We have extra, what is called, extra freedom in Pakistan. And we have last year like 25, 24 meetings in a different 11 villages, and thousands of people, you know, were blessed throughout this Christmas care package thing. And you can see those kids. These are the girls and then boys. And our Christmas meeting, Bible is always, you know, criticized in Pakistan. Because mostly people make a statement, it has been changed, or maybe somebody added, or, you know, it's not true word of God. And this Christmas, it was an awesome blessing to serve more than 500 peoples, and through the Bible, bring the evidence of, you know, Jesus, you know, life, that he is real, and there's no any, you know, word that has been taken away from the Bible. The Bible is the word of God, and that is, you know, our first focus in Pakistan. So this is the congregation from all the villages come to Christmas morning and hear the word of God. And this is the Christian colony. As you can see, there's some patties on the roof, which is, I haven't planned to show. These are the patties they use as a fuel to cook their food, which is a cow scubala. So sometimes you have to use Greek words to not be nice. And these are the school kids. Carrie was teaching them about this story. It took place, you know, it was a story about a little boy, and that was outstanding story. Mostly kids sit off inside the school and on the rugs. And here we go. So the month of December was awesome, and then we have a successful Christmas care packages, and it was a blessing. I can't put in words. Maybe one day you guys will see, and as you know, incredible thing took place. In the month of January, I was alone by myself facing the cold, and it was awesome time. In the month of January, I was able to, you know, start a basic book. Basic book we have just, you know, finished in Urdu language and printed. So we start studying that. And in that month, as we were studying, I just, you know, throw one phrase with kids. Whoever born once will die twice. Whoever born twice dies once. And everybody starts scratching their head. What do you mean by that? So next night, one kid have a courage. He said, what do you mean by that last night statement? I said, that's why I didn't explain. Let's talk about. So we talk about, and 11 young men understood that and became a believer that whoever born once and will die twice, which is, you know, if you born once, you understand the analogy. So 11 young men in the month of January became a believer, and they were amazed. And over, you know, they were asking, are you sure that we are safe for eternal life? If we say any bad thing, are you saying that Jesus will not kick us out from his, you know, eternal rest? I said, I'm sure, I'm positive. There's no any statement that ever said that Jesus said, whoever believes in me will have eternal life for few months or few years, or if you, you know, say good things, then you are good. So they were very curious, because the legalism. The religion has, you know, so much put effort and input. They focus on that you must be good. And that's the standard in Pakistan from the religion viewpoint, which is Islam. So I said, yes, I'm positive. That's why you have to read the gospel in the light of simplicity of his word. And that's why he's saying John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whoever believes in him, Jesus Christ, shall not perish but have eternal life. So I ask, what does eternal mean? Forever, okay. Then why are you doubting? So it was a wonderful experience to see 22 zealous believers studying, and 11 of them became a believer that night in the month of January. So this is two God's children, and you know them. So this is the month of March. The missionary outreach in the month of February start. Thank you, suitable helper. And we have a blast in Pakistan. That month, as Sister Fallon was speaking through the wordless book, we were talking and thinking about, you know, what and how we start and preaching and approaching people. The first day we talk about the wordless book, guess what? It was outstanding. That was the need of those people who were there. And wordless book fit and make sense absolutely to those souls. And I can say we go to 7-8 villages, and each villages have some have a 10, some have a 20, 30, 40 peoples. And I can say in confidence those hands was up believing in Jesus Christ and saying, yes, we want to believe the simplicity of gospel. I can say more than 200 people became a believer. And most of were, you know, caught up in Catholicism, all kind of, you know, rituals and all kind of other things. So that was the month of February when good news, the good news as Proverbs 25:25 says, you know, the good news from the foreign land, it is like a cold water for the thirsty souls. So those souls was very blessed. And I'm very grateful that God the Holy Spirit used Carrie to, you know, invite Fallon, and awesome thing took place in Pakistan in the month of February. Okay. And these are the area villages we went, and you guys already heard what took place in Pakistan. And 270 women, awesome. And the first conference, 271 women came, and they were there, but they were listening. They were, you know, learning the word of God, and probably 4.5 hour, I think, 4.5 hour, the word of God was, you know, taught to them. And then husbands was showing up, and they're saying, we need to eat. Please send our wives home. And there was so much to cover, but thank God whatever was, you know, sown in those souls, it was blessing. It was blessing because not too many people, you know, take approach to take care of women. Women are over there in Pakistan, like, Pakistan is like, you know, wasted land. So it was blessing to see not the outside beauty, but the smiles and the happiness after the word of God. Word of God was being, you know, refreshing them and cleaning them, and it was a wonderful experience. And as Fallon left, then two other gentlemen show up in Pakistan, which we already planned. They didn't come up out of the blue, so they just came to Pakistan. And in Lahore, a big strategy took place, incidents took place that I think 270 houses was burned down, and many people were, you know, injured and run away from their houses. So the government heard that there is a missionary, and one policeman came, and he have heard or read our story, me and Carrie, how we got married. He said, it's like just a story, but I want to hear that from real person, if that took place, or it's just the newspaper have been, you know, saying this has happened in 2007. So the head police station officer from the police station came, and he said, is that real? I said, yes. So I explained him, and I was, you know, admiring the name of Jesus. And after talking to him, he said, if you guys need anything, please let us know. Guess what? As he was, you know, leaving, and the next day the news saying this took place. So they sent us a special force with the t-shirt saying, no fear. And it was a God provision for Carrie, for me, and other two missionary to, you know, in the midst of all chaos going on, God was, you know, rocking in Pakistan through many peoples. And he was using Gentile to, you know, keeping his children safe in Pakistan. So these are the gentlemen who was helping us and going in every villages, hearing the word of God. And that old village was the new village. They were struggling, so Ricky was able to, you know, communicate them and help them to understand the unity. There was a lot of, you know, chaos going on in that church. This is still kids in the school. I was teaching them about the grace of God, which is awesome subject. And that is a Jesse. He was helping kids about to you know, learn and recite the 7 I Am of Jesus Christ in a Grace Academy school, Pakistan. And everywhere we are going, these policemen was with their guns, AK-47, or I don't know how many kind of things. It was, you know, not, they said, especially they said, government have told us, do not put the safety off. Stay on and make sure your magazines are full with ammo. That's the word, ammo? Okay. So they were there, and it was God provision. And another city took the crusade took place, and 300 people show up, and almost we have a 70 policemen who was watching us to protect. So it was awesome. It was awesome to see Jesus Christ here, you know, all chaos going on. Here's everybody in their home, and we are walking everywhere we are going, and police just, you know, saying, yes, sir. Where you want to go? Yes, sir. We will serve you. And then we have a pastor conference. Okay, sorry. Pastor conference in the month of March. The first conference, pastor conference, took place in Pakistan. And those pastors were so hungry, they got to receive the basic book and good, awesome teaching. Ricky Grieve, wonderful man of God, good, well taught by a good pastor teacher. And he was teaching from the book of Philippians how to be a living testimony of Jesus Christ. And next time we are looking if Dan is ready to teach maybe 4 and 5 hours a day, we will take him. And it will be awesome. Yeah. And this is the pastor conference took place. And this church was awesome. This is the new church we got to visit, and it was jam-packed. It was packed. It was like, you know, basement, and people, everybody was sweating. Everybody's shoulder was, you know, stuck with each other. And you can see in the next picture, Carrie's sweating, I'm sweating, and it was awesome. That fan, it was not working. They put the generator on, and then those people who cannot get in, they were peeking from the windows and hearing the message, what is going on inside. So those people were so full of word of God and love, and their kids were strained. And when we saw them, you know, reciting the word of God and speaking in a confidence, it was reminding me the Psalms the next generation will praise God. And that was, you know, awesome picture to see. And these are the picture when we are leaving, and always they want to have a picture with missionary, especially the majestic one of Jesus Christ. So we are the majestic one. We are the awesome people of God that, you know, share the light and the beauty of God. And this is our family. And usually we eat on the bed. Maybe it will surprise you. In Pakistan, we eat on the bed. And when we have too many people, we will sit on the floor. So this is our, I think, night before we leave. We have a fried chicken. I can challenge you, our Pakistani fried chicken is good, just like Alabama or what is chicken? Yeah, never mind. It's Alabama, not Texas chicken. Texas is famous with barbecue ribs. Okay, this is our family. Five brothers and two sisters. One is already married, and Huma and all. And it was blessing. It was blessing, and they are very blessed by, you know, people of God when they come and visit and see them. And they love to serve. They love to serve. They love to feed people and make sometime people little husky. That was the Palm Sunday, March. Kids prepared special events in church. This is our Resurrection Sunday. And it was blessing. It was blessing when the force been following us and, you know, serving us. The whole force team came and they said, "What is that Resurrection Sunday all about?" I said, "Wow, that's a good question to ask." So they came and I was almost getting ready to, you know, preach and teach the message that I have prepared. So that day we sang 17 songs because I was talking to the policeman and outside and they were worshiping and where's pastor? I said, "I'm busy." So I got to explain them the appearance of Jesus Christ after he, you know, rose from the grave. And they were amazed and they left the church with a great understanding and they said, "We never have heard the simple explanation," and it was a blessing to them. And I explained them the love of God and the life of Jesus Christ in a brief. I don't know how I do it, but it was outstanding. And this is our project we did in month of March. April. Oh, thank you. April. In April, we were able to provide 65 families. A lot of widows and poor families, needies, and they were very blessed. They were very blessed to receiving this food package. And this food package was not only helping Christian, also reaching Gentiles. We have some picture of Gentiles, and they were amazed that Christians are sharing whatever they got with them. Because in their mind, they are thinking, you know, they're supposed to hate us. They're supposed to stay away from us because in their understanding and teaching, they have told that we must, you know, stay away from Christian because they are unholy or unclean. So that package was very helpful to help many families. And Coin Ministry.
You say
Gentiles, right? Yeah. Coin Ministry going very well in Pakistan. It's a wonderful tool to reach Gentiles and many others. And some of them will take and they will, you know, take the fiery thing and go through and then put in their neck. And every time they will ask, they will say, "Oh, it's mean. For God so loved the world and he gave his only son." And the other side, simple prayer. "Dear God, I believe in your son and I believe it's a free gift of God. Amen." So that's a wonderful ministry in Pakistan. These are the 11 kids. They became a believer in the month of January through the basic book and just a simple question. So don't be hesitant to ask someone, like these coins we've been sharing with people, where you will spend your eternity. And some will say, I don't know. Okay. I know the answer if you want to know. So it's a wonderful ministry. This family, as you will see, this family were Gentile, became a believer, and it's a sad story. Most of time, I think I remember I told you last time that I'm going to, you know, take a courage to do, you know, unbelievable thing. So this time I did it because no pastor wanna step up to help the Gentiles and to, you know, even let them come to church because they were seeing it is a threat to them to be burned or, you know, accused for many other things. So I said, nobody's stepping up, so let's see. So I went there home and helped them and understand, and they said, yes, we believe in Jesus Christ. And soon they are going to get a church we call birth certificate. This way they will change their identity from Gentile to Christianity, and it will help them to have a national card. So praise God that they became a believer, and these two kids coming to school. Say again, dear. Yeah, they come to Bible studies and the church in the morning. Yeah. So if we go any further, if you have any question, we can, you know, go from there. Otherwise, there's a lot to share. And I think I have so far burned half hour, so 33 minutes. So I got some time for questions if you have. Mm-hmm. In English, it's, you know, it's a good question. In English, you know, we put in English because some people, everybody read in Urdu. We're trying to, you know, put that in English. It make more sense when we say Grace Bible Church. So it's very helpful. And also like, you know, sharing the package. So this way, like people like you or anybody else, if they see, they understand what is going on in the picture or it's what events is taking place.
Everything is geared towards our students at our school, and we're teaching them English and Urdu. So all the material is in Urdu on one side, English on the other side.
So it's helpful for helping them to learn English, and also it's helpful for everybody. Instead they say, oh, what does that mean? And then we have like 35 emails to answer. So, yes.
I was wondering, you showed a picture of one of your services, and I noticed that the men sat on one side and the women sat on the other. Why is that?
In Pakistan, we are doing because there's so many reasons. We, you know, it's been from the beginning that woman sits in one side, so there was no, like, you know, desire to do any evil thing. So they are, by custom, trying to, you know, keep everything straight. So, and if somebody's, you know, touching somebody's elbows, they will maybe get a different message and then end up in, you know, sin of, you know, thinking, and then all kind of stuff will happen. So just girls one side, boys one side. That's why. To keep the boundaries, to remind them that you must wait. You must wait for your wife, your husband. So don't get in trouble.
Okay, you travel around with these Gentile policemen. Have any of them accepted Christ?
We don't know, but all I can say, they have heard the message, they were very interested, and we don't know if they, you know, believe in personally in their heart, but we have no idea, and we don't want to ask them. If we ask them, we are inviting your trouble. So in Pakistan, you know, you have to just be a gospel of Jesus Christ. If you approach someone, maybe he will say through authority or maybe in his area that he's trying to convert me, so they will make up something to destroy or burn or attack believers. So that's why you just step back and being testimony of Jesus Christ. If they ask, then you have every right to tell them what is Bible saying, what you believe, what is Bible saying, and because they ask, then you are able to do whatever you want.
When Fallon gave her report, we saw a lot of pictures with Muslims on rooftops watching and hearing the message. Do you have any report that any of those folks hearing the message actually got saved?
I can say that because they were hearing, and I can say 99%, and we will find out in heaven 100%. So, because throughout the time we were there, you know, we were saying, you know, if anybody wanna, you know, believe in Jesus Christ, so we don't wanna give everybody, like, you know, to stay back. We ask them, if you wanna make, you know, hands move and saying yes, and it's a great courage in that kind of setting to say, yes, I wanna become a believer of Jesus Christ. Yes, sir.
Any more questions? Do you want to tell us where you're traveling this summer, the different camps, the different pastors and churches you're working with?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, after Texas, we are heading to Kansas and Arkansas, sorry. Yeah, Kansas and Arkansas, just a one R and A is different. Arkansas. Yes. So we will be in Arkansas, right? Arkansas Youth Camp serving, and after that we are heading to Tennessee. Yes. GN Conference, Moses Anabiko. I don't have the schedule. I wish I should printed one because my wife been taking care of that burden. I've been just reading and eating. So, sorry. So, we having a 5 youth camps this year, 2 of them in Arkansas, in Texas, 1 which is a Liberty camp, and a Florida camp, and then in Alabama. And we will be in Tennessee after marriage conference. We will be in a prison, not for crime. We will be preaching in prison area. Carrie will be teaching women's, and I will be sharing with men's. Yes.
You brought a young man with you. Could you tell us about Emmanuel?
Yes. You want to take? Okay. Emmanuel originally from Rwanda, and he was adopted by our friend Donna and Ray Bonds, and now he's living in America, and he have a wonderful testimony how God has been deliver him from, I can say, from death. When he was into United States first couple, you know, months or year, he was in a dangerous condition, and doctor even said probably he's not going to survive. But still, he alive, and his name is Emmanuel, and he have a great passion and compassion for to share the love of God with the lost and dying souls. That's why we've been praying, and Carrie said, you know, this year we are going to take this young man and introduce to, you know, many camps. So he can, you know, came out from his little bubble that he's been. So it's going to be a wonderful experience for him to share his testimony, what God has done throughout the, you know, 4 years that he's been in United States. So he's learning a lot, English like me, and social skills and many other things. He's a wonderful man, and he eat like a gentleman.
Which prison are you guys teaching at?
Grace Prison Ministry. Through them, we will be in which one? Keithian Sterling, that is the director of Grace Prison Ministry, who been studying under Pastor Moses Anabiko. So through him, we will be going in his area, but we don't know which one. Yeah.
Nashville, Tennessee.
Good. So, I'm nervous. I'm just kidding. So.
Other questions?
So, go ahead.
It's curious that it's all southern states, southeast U.S. Is that just who knows you well and is okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are there other ministries like yours in, say, the Middle East, Qatar and Saudi Arabia? These places are. I've never heard of Christians being allowed there at all. So, what's it like?
What's like in Saudi Arabia? Or
I'm just talking about the Middle East where Muslim rule.
Yeah, I have some friends in Saudi Arabia and in the Bay. They are working. And he said it's tough over there because they're all, you know, so much rules and dominated by Gentiles. So sometimes they have no church probably, you know, nearby them, and they have to just, you know, speak their language and just stay with them in their traditions. And sometimes they have a secret church to go. And it's tough. It's tough, especially in that kind of territory. So the word of God been, you know, powerful in Pakistan. And when I left, before I leave the Pakistan, I went to a new village. And I was sharing with them, it's called Salvation Bracelet. It's just similar to the Wordless Book. And in this village also, priest has not visited that place probably over a year. And when we went to, and I start playing Congo, and the whole village, you know, was coming, and the family was saying, go away, go away. I say, no, let them come. Let them come and let them. They said, oh, they will make fun of our, you know, worship. I say, you know, that's their problem. Let them come and hear. And guess what? When I was teaching and sharing the bracelet message about black, red, white, yeah, green and golden, Many Gentile became a believer. And I don't know if they understand the fully depth of the, you know, the message, but they said, yes, we believe Jesus is the Son of God and Savior. And it was outstanding to see. And there's so many villages we were unable to reach this year. And my prayer, as I was in Pakola, Oklahoma. We have a weird names. So I was, you know, brushing my teeth and I was getting ready to share with people, and I was reminded by the Spirit of God. My prayer was long, long ago that, Lord God, I did not ask you $1 million. As ask you million souls to reach for Jesus Christ. That was the prayer I was reminded by the Spirit of God, because I know I have said that prayer long, long ago, probably 10 years ago. That and, Lord, take me to the 50 states of United States of America to teach, to share your excellent love of God. So far, he's so faithful, and I think 22 we have been reached from past 2 years, more than 2 years. So let's see what God will bring. So please keep that in prayer. I'm not asking for $1 million. I'm asking for 1 million souls. If God's purpose and plan for me to do that, I will love to do that. And I will go wildcat. Yes, sir.
Aside from our prayers, which you already have in abundance, what other things can we do to help you in your ministry?
Oh, okay. There's a lot of things. And, honey, you want to help? Because, like, you know, it's like sometimes, you know, guests come, what we are having? Ask my honey, because she's the boss of the kitchen. So she's the, you know, one who put things together. I just verbalize. So, yes. Oh, thank you very much. Please keep us in a prayer for Bible College. We are preparing and praying and waiting for God's timing to open a Bible College in Pakistan. We just finished the foundation study from Village Ministry International from Pastor Drew Freeman. And we just finished that in Urdu language with a new edition. So we are on the list of their printing for second. Second on their list to print, to supply the needs. So preparation for the Bible College in Pakistan, and then orphanage. Orphanage, to start orphanage, taking those little abusive and broken and leftover and cast out souls to train them to become a good man of God and good women of Jesus Christ servants. You want to come here?
They will. They'll help acclimate these new orphans as they come in one at a time, make them feel welcome, become big brothers and sisters. And so that's the plan. We're just waiting for overseers. You know, Fassel and I will be there now half the year. I can be a part of the. I will be part of that. That's my heart, orphans. But we need a pastor to be there when Fassel and I aren't there. So a pastor and an overseer of the orphanage.
Yeah. And, you know, I have learned this principle. When God calls somebody, He provides everything. So just keep praying for everything. For strength, for refreshing, because sometime that job, that awesome compassion to, you know, seek and follow the will of God makes you tired. And you can, you know, ask Pastor Bob. I can't imagine the hours, the studies. And I'm glad that Pastor Bob have his family and his wife, you know, supporting him so much that he put so much hours to feed you guys. And I'm very blessed that my rib also support me a lot to do these things. So I am very blessed by your family that they are supporting you to continue to do what God has called to you to do. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I don't know whether you've gotten that far, but with this orphanage, would people in the United States be able to adopt?
Oh, that will be great. That will be a great option from, you know, for those poor things to, you know, be adopted by royal family from United States.
How does Pakistan look at that?
We have to look into legal papers.
Yes, legally we would have to look into it. Right now it's just to help them have some type of life in Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
There are orphanage agencies, and there is a way to adopt a Pakistani child, but not through this orphanage. And who knows down the line?
Yeah.
Say, interesting question, too. We're going to learn about some Ukrainian opportunities as well when Bob comes back. One of his fellow classmates is looking to go into that ministry. Be another possibility for American adoptions related to that.
Emmanuel has a... He was just a jungle kid. And his mother, Donna, was out there raising banners and bringing the gospel. She had broken feet. People were carrying her around Rwanda. And this young boy came up, and God said, "This is your child." And he ran away, and it took her a little while to find him, a few days. It took her 2 years to adopt him, but this story is amazing, you guys, how she ended up adopting Emmanuel. Maybe he can share with you guys later on or during this week sometime while we're here. But yeah, it's possible. Everything's possible. Mm-hmm. If you want to adopt, God is powerful than any agencies.
Mm-hmm.
Faustin, would you please remind us? I know we met you last fall. You mentioned you're here in the States for a number of months each year. Mm-hmm. You're over in Pakistan. Could you review that for us, please?
Yes. Our plans to go in Pakistan for 5 months and 7 months in the United States. So please also pray for Carrie, because this time me and Carrie are planning to go for those 5 months, and especially the month of January and February. It's brutal, which means cold. Mm-hmm. Cold, and there's no heat. There's electric hardly stay on, and there's no hot tub. So pray for her to be endure that. And so 5 months we are still planning to go to Pakistan, and I think until God raised someone to stand up and continue to carry the ministry over there, I think we will continue to do that. And I'm not right now I'm praying about to become a American citizen. I'm a permanent resident, so probably this year is going to be 5 years complete. Next year, 5 years going to be complete, and I'm waiting. I'm waiting to make that choice whether become an American or just stay permanent resident to have a 5 months bonus to go back anytime I want. So pray for wisdom, and that's the status continue going on. 5 there, 7 here. And this is the, attack by Gentiles took place when they were burning people, houses and things, and attack. So they come in the shape of mob and thousands of thousands, and it's very hard to stop them. And they will devour and broke and take everything. It's valuable in believers' home. And don't forget to pray the people in Pakistan, and especially whatever we have in our hands or in our iPod called the Word of God came from the children of Israel. So they have done fantastic job throughout the failures, success, their devotion, their rejection, their acceptance, all kind of things. And they have given us a marvelous Word of God. So please do not forget the children of Israel or the peace for Jerusalem. And they will never see the peace until they accept the Prince of Peace, which is Lord Jesus Christ. So we need to pray for them. As they have given us a treasure of God's Word, we have to continue to keep that. And after that, when we are going up with Jesus Christ and rapture, they will going to be reminder of the stories that took place in our life. So pray for Pakistan, pray for the nation of Israel, especially those who have forsaken their Messiah, those who have become dull in their understanding. They must be a teacher, they must be a rabbi, they must be representative of Jesus Christ, but they have been blinded by the enemy. So we need to pray for them as well, pray for the nation of, I say often two peoples, two greatest nations, the nation of Israel and the nation United States of America, the blessed company of peoples that ever exist on this global. So you guys are blessed beyond the words that ever can express. And I'm very blessed to be part of this nation. And I'm grateful. And I thank God for everything He has done. So there's a lot of things, and I think we are out of time.
In case you haven't checked your email today, you need to do better. Email needs to be checked minimum 12 times a day. But when you get home and you do check your email, you're going to learn that Fastlane and Care are going to be here in Emmanuel today, tomorrow, and Friday. And we actually have a dinner that we're going to host here at the church this coming Friday night. So go get the details off your email. Please reply RSVP to Lillian. We get a good count related to number of folks we're expecting and so forth. But that's the time you selected for 6:30 for Friday night. So, okay, ish? Ish, okay. Ish, that's ish, okay.
Yeah, that's ish.
I got it. All right. Would you close us in prayer, please?
Thank you very much. So, thank you very much for bearing me. Always, you know, come back from Pakistan, I have a broken English. And thank you very much. And thank you, dear wife. Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Thank you so much that your love is indescribable, but is possible to show in action. So Father, give us wisdom to show your love as your Son has shown to us. Father, give us wisdom, give us understanding to continue to show your love and zealousness and be a faithful servant and be a bridge to those who have forsaken their way. Father, thank you so much for Austin Bible Church and for the body of Christ for this great, awesome privilege to share. So bless them, Father, and while we are here, continue to use us to uplift each other in a prayer and equip each other through the testimony that you have done in our lives. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, and thank you, Holy Spirit. And I'm very thankful for Pastor Bob and for the everyone who is here, in Jesus' name, amen.